Welcome to the With Clarity and Purpose podcast with your host, Janet Borrego. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to empower you to live life on your terms so you can be who you want to be, do what you are meant to do, and have the life you deserve to have. We will provide you with practical and cutting-edge approaches to continue getting clarity and direction on your path, mastering your mindset, and gaining confidence to tap into your inner wisdom so you can live on purpose. Hello, hello, beautiful people. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. Welcome to another week, another episode of the With Clarity and Purpose podcast. And I'm just so excited for today's topic because it's all about people pleasing. One to two struggle that high achieving women and men struggle with, mainly women, to be honest with you. And today I'm going to talk about this because it's something that I've noticed with myself earlier on, but I still have some of these subconscious self-sabotaging patterns pop up every now and then. But I've also seen it consistently with my coaching clients and other high-achieving women. So I'm here to talk about how to cure, how to overcome these people-pleasing patterns that are stopping you from fulfilling your potential and truly becoming who you're meant to be, truly becoming who you are at the core. And I want to start this podcast episode with this story because it always comes back to this story for me. I remember reading Unleashed by Glennon Doyle, and this was a few years back. I think this was like maybe 4 or 5 years back. I was still in my last corporate job working as a consulting manager, and we had an ongoing book club in my immediate team, and we would take turns to recommend different books, and I recommended this one, Unleashed by Glennon Doyle. And there is a particular moment in the book, and I think it's at the beginning of the book, I don't remember well, but there is a moment in the book when she's describing this scenario. So she has 2 kids, if I remember well, and there was one day that they were having a gathering with other kids in her house, and she basically was asking the kids what they wanted to eat. So they were in the living room, and the kids were separated. All of the females were sitting together, just playing, and all of the males were playing a video game together or watching TV together, something like that. And whenever she asked, "What do you wanna eat?" to everyone, the boys kept looking at the TV or the video game. They kept looking at the screen and they answered immediately. And I think she offered 2 options, like pizza or tacos, pizza or pasta, something like that. And whenever the boys heard this question, they immediately said what there was in their mind. They didn't look around. They just kept playing or watching the TV and just answered without any hesitation. Whenever the girls heard this question, they started looking around for validation to see what the other girls and what the boys wanted before answering this question. And I always think of this story because this is such a powerful example of how women, since earlier on, we are programmed to make decisions in community. Okay, like literally those girls, before answering the question, they were looking for validation, but also looking to make sure that there was a consensus before just thinking about their own needs only. And boys were very different. Boys, like, they checked within themselves and they just said whatever they had in mind. Like, they didn't look around. They just went direct for the answer based on their needs. Now, of course, seeking consensus and being a community, that's a positive. But seeking that validation becomes unhealthy when we start disconnecting from ourselves, when we stop honoring our needs, and we stop getting to know who we are at the point that we stop speaking up our truth to please others. I'm going to repeat that because that is so, so important. This feeling, right, of seeking validation, of seeking consensus, sometimes it's positive, but it becomes unhealthy when we start disconnecting from ourselves and we stop getting to know who we are at the point that we stop speaking up our truth to please others. We start hiding our needs, our truth to please others. And then we start entering these self-sabotaging patterns, these patterns of people pleasing. And I think this is so important to tackle because I truly believe that people pleasing is also at the root cause of the imposter syndrome. People pleasing is also at the root cause of self-doubt or of lack of confidence, like not knowing yourself. I used to be a people pleaser. And again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, sometimes I still have these patterns that I have to make conscious and I have to take intentional steps in order to overcome them. To be honest with you, we're going to be overcoming a lot of these patterns like for life. This is a lifelong process. I always say there is not a healed, there is a healing. So even though I've healed a lot of these patterns, they still pop up every now and then. So I think that is super important to notice. And one of these patterns that started popping up was when I made the decision to quit my corporate job after being 8 years in the industry because I wanted to pursue my purpose and my passion of becoming a full-time speaker and coach, which is what I've been doing now for almost 4 years. And this is truly what I love at my core. And whenever I make that decision, and something about me that I've learned from past experiences is whenever I have a big decision, I want to make it first within myself and then communicate it to others. I want to make it first within myself, make that decision, like the one of quitting my job. And then I just communicate it to others without seeking validation or permission. I'm just informing others. Now, of course, for me, it was really important that my husband and my mom, I had their buy-in into this decision because it was going to affect them. Like that is important, you know, to seek that alignment. But I truly believe that, you know, the people in your life love you, so they are going to support you. But I think it's also important that you show up with coherence, you show up with congruence when you're speaking about your decisions. Because if you're speaking about this decision that you already made within yourself with doubt and you don't know and indecisiveness, then you're basically asking for permission. And I remember before me having the conversation with my manager that I wanted to quit, I remember just making the decision within myself. And as I was making this decision, I started having these people-pleasing patterns, which I truly believe it's normal. If you care about the people that you work with, if you care about the environment that you were in, which I truly love the people that I was working in with. I truly love the company that I was working in. And I just started thinking, oh my God, how am I going to leave my team by themselves? I was also working on a thought leadership blog post with one of my mentors, and we were almost done, but not there yet. And I just started thinking, how am I going to leave this company and leave him and the team by themselves? Like, is that fair to them? And I suddenly, right? So these were like people pleasing patterns, seeking to prioritize other people over what I thought was of the greater good, which is me quitting and becoming a full-time coach and speaker. And I remember thinking to myself, first, I gotta be loyal to the foundation, which is me. I mean, I love that I'm thinking about all of these people, but let's be honest. In corporate America, everyone is replaceable. Like, I never thought, and this is something that I learned earlier on in my career, and it sounds brutal, but it is true. Everyone can be replaced. That's why systems are there. That's why there is a recruiting system. I mean, they'll survive without you, okay? And at that moment, I reminded myself, I need to be in integrity with myself, loyal to myself. And first of all, I gotta make a decision that I believe is in the greater good of everything, everyone, and myself, which for me was the decision to truly make decisions aligned to my purpose, to truly make decisions driven by love, by the love, by the aspiration of doing something greater with my life, with serving people, instead of the fear of disappointing others. I think when we talk about people pleasing, there is a very important question to ask yourself. What are you willing to risk? Or what is scarier for you? You losing yourself completely or you disappointing people? Because people are going to be disappointed anyways, not because you do it intentionally. Human behavior subconsciously, and this happens to all of us, is us wanting to people to think, feel, and behave like we do. I'm not saying we do it intentionally, but subconsciously, we feel attracted to commonalities. Subconsciously, we feel attracted to people that feel, think, and look like us. That's why subconscious bias in the world of inclusion and diversity is a very important topic, right? And for me, it was just so important to stay true to who I was and stay in integrity to who I was and just follow my gut to start making decisions out of love, which, by the way, is the most courageous thing you can do in your life. And it's not easy. Like, even me quitting my corporate job, my 6-figure corporate job that I have been doing for like 8 years, you know, and I have worked with all these amazing people, all these amazing companies. I had to let go of that identity in order to truly step into who I truly was and who I wanted to be. And now I just love it, right? Because that's exactly what I do. I coach high achieving women to live a life of clarity, confidence, and courage so they can fully tap into their potential. And as I mentioned, they often struggle with these people-pleasing tendencies. And many times what I've noticed in myself and what I've noticed with my clients is like many times these tendencies are coming from our childhood, our upbringing. I mean, psychologists, they have proven that 95% of our belief system, of our baggage from the past, of our values, they are programmed from age 0 to 7 years old when we are not even fully conscious, right? We are pure subconscious minds walking. We are like sponges absorbing everything. And I remember a client that I have that she would often struggle with saying no to people. So she would accept any scope increase in her work to the point that she was very close to burnout, right? Like she just couldn't say no. And after we dig deeper, after we understood better, after we asked the right questions, we discovered that in her childhood, saying no meant that she was going to get punished. Saying no meant pain for her. Like saying no equaled to pain. And because she didn't want to feel pain and she wanted to protect herself, she kept saying yes. And for that reason, she would go above and beyond to please others. But in the process, she would sacrifice herself. In the process of pleasing others, she would sacrifice her wellness, her happiness, her fulfillment, her sleep, like everything. Because saying yes to her and to many people that I've worked with or that I've talked to, this is what's behind the people-pleasing patterns. Saying yes to her meant that she was going to be accepted and loved. Behind every people-pleasing pattern, it's the need to feel validated. is the need to feel loved, because many times we have this subconscious limiting belief that we are not worthy of love, that we are not enough, that we need that external validation from the outside instead of really digging deeper and seeking that validation and that belonging in the inside. For her, saying yes to everything, it meant that she was being obedient. It meant that she was fitting in. And this was embedded very deeply within her. And we had to do a lot of subconscious reprogramming work with techniques that I used, neurolinguistic programming techniques that I used. And that's when she started actually breaking through that pattern and showing up as her authentic self and truly honoring her needs, setting boundaries, learning how to communicate authentically from a place of love and from a place of kindness instead of a place of scarcity and a place of fear. So many times, like I mentioned, behind any people-pleasing pattern is a desire to be loved, to be accepted, to be seen as enough, as competent, as smart. But this is a vicious cycle, because that acceptance and love will be temporary when it's coming from the outside, until you start finding that love and acceptance within yourself. And when you do that, then you start letting go of these self-sabotaging patterns and you start speaking up your truth. That's when truly you start living in integrity with yourself. If this podcast episode resonates with you, I invite you to work with me in my private one-on-one coaching. Private one-on-one coaching is a 6-month container where I help you go from playing small, not believing in yourself, struggling with imposter syndrome, inconsistency, and indecisiveness, to actually having the clarity, the confidence, and the courage to follow through with your dreams. When you work with me as a private client, the first thing we do is that I guide you through an in-depth breakthrough session where we get very clear on all of the blind spots that have been preventing you from achieving your goals. We become aware of those and we release them at the subconscious level with proven techniques. I provide you with accountability, and I'm like a GPS for you to actually find the resources and the answers that are already within you, because you, my friend, are powerful. Kim, one of my coaching clients, said, "Through working with Jeanette, I've been able to radically shift my mindset in a way I never thought was possible. Each day I wake up feeling excited about my future and actually believing in my potential." So if you're ready to believe in your potential and take action and see progress with all of your dreams and goals you have been delaying, this is your time. I invite you to schedule a clarity call in the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon. I was listening to a podcast interview the other day with this doctor, Dr. Gabor Mate, and I love him so much. He specializes on childhood development, but he does much more than that. You know, he specializes in trauma. He has studied like a million things. He's just a very, very wise person. And he was explaining how people pleasers are at a higher risk of developing burnout. And not only that, it was found in a study that people pleasers were more prone to develop diseases in their physical body because they often suppress their gut. And when I say the gut, I'm meaning two things: their gut feeling, their gut emotions when it comes to behaving and showing up authentically, but also the gut is where all of the immune system processes is happening. It's where in your system, biologically, all of your protection mechanism, which is the immune system, is strengthening so you can fight diseases and fight anything else that happens to your body. And when you start suppressing that gut, which has many functions, including actually being connected to your intuition, you start compromising your immune system. And that also leads to having diseases, right? Because everything is connected, mind, body, emotion, energy, all of that is one. That's why also in my coaching and with my clients, I love looking at the individual as a holistic person, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, because all of it is interconnected. So in this study, he was explaining how people pleasers with data, with scientific data, they were found that they had more autoimmune diseases, that they, of course, they would face burnout often. And it was because they couldn't express their needs. They couldn't express truly who they were. And I think that's such an important thing to address, because the biggest purpose in life is to shop authentically. The biggest work, the biggest healing and transformation work we gotta do in this life is to peel the layers of what we have been taught we gotta be like. And we gotta start embodying who we truly are. So the cure to people pleasing is one, authenticity. You showing up, being yourself, communicating your needs, being your own light, standing in your power, unlearning what you have been taught to believe, and learning that you are enough. And the second cure, which goes very much related to authenticity, is vulnerability. So the cure to people pleasing is authenticity and vulnerability. Why vulnerability? To be authentic, to be truly yourself, you gotta be so vulnerable. You gotta let go of the perfectionist pattern, personality, identity within yourself, because none of us are perfect. In vulnerability, that's where there is connection, connection within yourself, connection with other people. And we spend so much time just trying to hide those spots within ourselves where we show up imperfectly, but there is no one to be perfect. So this is a losing battle. And I remember, I think this will illustrate this connection between authenticity and vulnerability. Sometimes, if you're not following me in LinkedIn or Instagram, please follow me because this is related to that. But sometimes in social media, I love posting vulnerable stories. And I think it was a week ago. It was the International Women's Day on March 8th. And I posted a story that was vulnerable and that was a little bit controversial. Controversial in the way that my point of view in that post was about self-empowerment and taking radical responsibility for your emotional baggage from your past experiences instead of blaming the system all the way, right? So that can be an unpopular opinion because, let's be honest, it's a lot easier to blame the system and be like, hey, I'm like this because of this person, or I'm like this because of this country, or you understand the story, than to take responsibility for yourself and to be the change you wish to be in the world. It's a lot harder to do the second one, to be like, you know, let me focus on what I can control. Let me be empowered and let me show up like I want others to show up, right? That's the approach that is less traveled and the one that I truly, truly stand for, which is, and let's be honest, that's the only thing we have control of. We don't have control of the system. We don't have control of la la la, all of these stories that we spend so much energy and time focusing on. The only thing we have control is ourselves. And when we start showing up like we want the system and everyone else to show up, that's when we start changing things up from the inside out. So I was posting this post in LinkedIn and Instagram, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. What will people think? Like, I'm sure this will ruffle some feathers. And I was just freaking out. But deep within myself, I'm like, this is authentic to me. This is what I stand for. This is my voice. This is how I shine light. And one of the most important values for me is integrity. Integrity with myself, making sure that I do things with the motivation to serve, with the inspiration to spread more love, to spread more empowerment. And I decided to post it because I didn't want to not speak up. I think it's important to speak up and be authentic. But in that authenticity, there was so much vulnerability because I didn't know how others would see me. I didn't know how others would respond. And one of the people that I shared the post with before posting it, she basically was like, you don't talk about the system enough. And, you know, it was her opinion. It was her perspective. But I did tell her respectfully and kindly that my focus and my voice was about self-empowerment and focusing on what we can control. And I think me trying to get that validation before I made that post, and one of the people that I shared it with kind of in a way, I mean, she wasn't opposing it, but she was a little bit moved that I was not talking about what basically she would talk about. And I think that's what I needed, you know, that kind of like opposition to be like, no, like I would talk about this differently. And once I got that opposition, my gut feeling, my authenticity, my integrity within myself kicked in. And I was like, Janet, you just gotta go for it. Because this is you, you know, this is authenticity. And in authenticity, there is so much vulnerability. But I could have decided to go the other way and say, well, one person, of course, like I was right. This is gonna, again, cause some tension with some people and I wanna be liked by everyone. And then I'm not gonna post it. And I could have gone the people-pleasing route, but I just knew better. And by the way, it feels so much better to do what you believe in and to deal with anything that happens. What is going to happen? That you're going to disappoint some people? Great. I mean, that's what we are here for. We are here to share a diversity of perspectives, to share a diversity of experiences, and what other people think and feel when you're being authentic and you're operating out of love and service is none of your business. And if they have a problem, they can literally talk to you and you guys can have a conversation. So the cure to people pleasing is authenticity and vulnerability. And I want to make sure, because I like to take everything to action, right? That's what coaching is about. And that's why I'm a coach, because I think with action, that's where transformation happens. That's where results happen. And I wanted to give you a couple of tips of how you can overcome people pleasing as you stand in your authentic and vulnerable and powerful self. And this is based on clients that I've had, situations that I've seen when I'm coaching them, and situations that I've had myself that I think it's very important to address as examples and give you approaches that you can experiment with. What we want to feel whenever we are experimenting with these approaches is a sense of being proud of yourself, that you were courageous after doing this. Before, you're gonna feel nervous, you're gonna try to get out of the situation. I want you to keep going and honor what you truly feel is right, because at the end, you're going to feel so much better. When I posted that, yes, I was nervous. I was like, oh my God, like all the stories that I make up in my mind. But at the end, I was super proud that I was able to follow through and honor who I am as a person, because that's what we're here for, to connect authentically. So a couple of examples, right? Overcoming people pleasing and honoring who you are authentically and vulnerable. The first one is this one, okay? Sometimes when you exhibit these people pleasing patterns, sometimes it comes when someone is asking you a question. For example, hey, do you want to come to my event or my birthday party that is on Saturday? Or hey, is it okay if you're at work? Is it okay if I do this, if you do this, if you take on this extra responsibility at work? If you're owning a business, it's like maybe a client that you don't want to work with anymore is asking you to work with them anymore. Like whenever someone asks you a question And deep within yourself, you know that you are not ready to answer yet. And you're a recovering people pleaser, like I was. The people pleasing pattern is to immediately say yes. Yes, I'll go to your birthday party. Yes, I'll take that extra responsibility. Yes, I'll take you as a client, whatever that is. I want you to stop yourself. And when someone asks you a question like this that you're not sure about the authentic answer, it's okay to pause and tell the person, hey, I'm not ready to answer that question, or I need to take more time and I'll get back to you. It's okay to pause. Allow that silence to happen so you can truly connect to your inner voice and then answer the question. That is the number one strategy technique that I want you to fully adopt. Allow yourself to pause more when you're not sure about a question that you're being asked and you want to make sure that you're showing up authentically. Now, it's super important that you get back to that person because another sneaky form of people pleasing is never facing that person again and just disappearing, which is not good at all, right? Because you are not practicing being vulnerable, authentic, and being courageous. So you make sure you show up again for that person and you tell them what the response is about. It's never okay to ghost or disappear and never answer, right? Like, make sure you're following up with that person. And that is related to also setting boundaries or communicating feedback, like having conversations like human beings, that sometimes they are not the most comfortable conversations. And I was coaching a client the other day and I was coaching her on setting boundaries, right? And we were talking about how setting boundaries, the whole purpose of setting boundaries is to develop healthier and better relationships. Because whenever you say, hey, I'm so sorry, I have so many things going on, I cannot go to that birthday party, but I wish I could have gone. And you mean that authentically. Having someone on the other side who says, hey, I completely understand, like, no worries, I'm not taking it personally, you feel more encouraged to be yourself, right? Of course, we cannot expect that that person is always going to respond that way. But the best friends, the best people in your life are going to respond well to your authenticity, as long as it's coming from a place of love and kindness, right? So it's okay to say no to people. It's okay to set boundaries. And it's okay to have direct communications with people, mainly the ones that sometimes you are scared to have. That's how you overcome people pleasing, by practicing these concepts and these examples that I'm giving you today. And if sometimes a situation might happen, for example, when I was in corporate, I experienced situations like being in meetings where I wanted to say something and I didn't say it, or being in a one-on-one conversation when I wanted to say something and I didn't say it. In romantic relationships, it happens too. Like with my husband, sometimes my people-pleasing patterns take over and I'm like, man, I wish I said that. I think that's in more integrity with myself. And if that happens, you know it, because you're going to start feeling a resentment within yourself because you were not authentic to yourself. And then your mind may bring this up over and over again. If you're experiencing these thoughts of what you could have said, of what you could have done over and over, I want you to give yourself permission to take action on it, to go back and say the thing you couldn't say at that moment, but that you want to say now, to do the thing you didn't do at that moment, but that you need to do right now. Because it's never too late to have these conversations. It's never too late to communicate how you feel and who you are at the deepest level. Sometimes we're like, well, the conversation happened last week, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. If it's coming back to you, and I literally coached a client on this last week, if it's coming to you, that's your intuition communicating. And I have this rule that if something is coming in my mind more than 3 times, I got to take action on it. Because that's literally your inner guidance telling you, hey, do something about it. Hey, do something about it. And then you keep ignoring it. So you start building that pattern that you cannot trust yourself. So it's never too late. It's okay to change your mind. Give yourself permission to do that and go back to that person, that conversation, and show up with authenticity and vulnerability. And related to that, the last example, the last strategy that I wanted to give you was one around speaking up. Even if it's in your relationship, whether it's in a work meeting, whether it's with a client. I mean, I've had this with clients. Like sometimes something comes to mind and I don't say it immediately. And I'm like, okay, I need to make sure that next week or tomorrow or whenever I bring this up with the person. And it just strengthens every single relationship. It's so important to speak up. And I want you to ask these questions as you are assessing whether or not you think you should speak up, which happens to many people pleasers. I mean, it happens to me every now and then. I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if I speak up? Like in my case, whenever I was in corporate meetings, that I didn't want to speak up because I had an accent and I wanted to fit in and I wanted to make sure I belong and I wanted to make sure people were comfortable. That's the story I was telling myself. What would happen if I speak up? I just feel courageous. Like every time I spoke up in a meeting and I was afraid, I just felt courageous. I just felt I had a voice. I just felt I belonged. Ask yourself too, what would happen if I don't speak up? I just keep validating to myself that I'm not enough. I just keep validating to myself that I don't belong. What are you going to choose? What's the worst? Like I've had many clients say, well, I'm afraid that if I speak up, people are going to think that I'm not smart. I mean, and these clients are geniuses, are super smart. But that's a story that we keep telling ourselves. Speaking up is about collaboration, not about being perfect or being the expert. We are here in this earth to collaborate, to share ideas, to share stories, to share examples. That's where creation comes from. How can we not create and do better if we are just not sharing our opinions and our experiences? It's so important that you speak up. Whatever context of life you are like this is resonating with for you. Okay, and many times, I was gonna mention this, even after 5 minutes that you spoke up, people will forget what happened in that meeting. So sometimes we think that the world revolves around us and everyone is gonna be thinking about what we said after the meeting or after the conversation with our partners. And let's be honest, everyone is so distracted all the time that they're going to stop thinking about ourselves in less than 5 minutes. I had this manager when I first started working in the corporate world. I had this manager that told me something. And at the moment I was like, man, this guy is mean. This guy is crude. And now that I've matured more and that I've evolved more and that I'm way more open-minded, I'm like, he was right. This manager told me, this was my first year after graduating chemical engineering. And this manager told me, Janet, the world does not revolve around you. And I'm like, damn, okay, you could have been a little bit more polite or kind. But now when I look back, I'm like, what a powerful lesson. It's so true. Thank God the world doesn't revolve around me, right? We have plenty of opportunities to mess up, to be imperfect. The one person that you need to get permission from is yourself. I want to leave you with this thought. The one person that you need to get permission from is yourself. Stop seeking permission from others, okay? Whatever you think at any given moment, you are way more than that. You're enough. You belong, you're smart, you are powerhouse, you're powerful, you're empowered. That's why you're listening to this podcast episode, because you're here to continue discovering yourself and tapping into your purpose, into your potential. I hope this podcast episode on the cure to people pleasing was super, super insightful for you. If you found it helpful, please share with your friends, your family. Leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Thank you so, so much. I cannot tell you enough every week how much I appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening at With Clarity and Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sharing is caring. Please share with your friends and family so we can continue building an empowered community together. I'll see you next week.